Lakehurst, Princeton, Missouri Farm Bureau.
All right, Blake, and we have learned today that the Missouri Senate, the full legislature, has passed the constitutional amendment proposal of a right to farm. Blake, bring us up to speed on what the final version was that passed.
Well, it's a very simple constitutional amendment, which is a good thing. They ought to be simple so people understand what they're voting for. And it puts in the Constitution, protects Missourians' right to farm. And so we're pleased that it passed and look forward to the campaign in 2014 with every expectation that the voters of Missouri will approve it.
Okay. Well, can you tell us what the concern, there was some concern that maybe local governments wouldn't be able to oversee these kinds of things when it came to health ordinances and environmental type ordinances. What was the final outcome on that?
Well, the second sentence, I'll just read it to you and then I'll give you my interpretation. To protect this vital sector of Missouri's economy, the right of farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices shall be forever guaranteed in this state, subject to duly authorized powers, if any, conferred by Article 6 of the Constitution of Missouri. And so what that means is that it does not take away any powers that the Constitution grants to local authorities to regulate business.
One of the things that some reporters were talking about is how this seems to be like sort of a fundamental shift when it seems comes to health ordinances on CAFOs and permits and environmental permits and such, given that for so long farmers have been fighting to keep their rights in place to farm. So can you explain that in the bill?
As you know, Missouri counties have the right to zone, as they have had for a very, very long time, and this bill does not change that. I think it will be up to the courts. I mean, there is not various county health ordinances. I think there can be legitimate questions raised about the county's abilities to enact those. That has not been decided by the courts. Actually, the only time that it's been before the courts, the farmer won on a probably what many would say would be a technical or a kind of a specific type of judgment, but the farmer did win. So this changes nothing about that. In other words, whatever the laws were yesterday, the day before this thing passes, which I assume it will, they will be afterwards as far as, in other words, we're absolutely not putting county health ordinances in the Constitution, and I don't think that the language can be interpreted to mean that.
So the bottom line, it's somewhat of a compromise, would you say, or is it something that you...
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure, I mean, the original language had, more importantly, we think the original language had language to forbid the changing or regulating of farms and ranches by an industry petition. That has been taken out, although we still feel that it has it does put some limits on what you can do by an industry petition. So that was a compromise. And then again, the last phrase was added back in to make sure that it was clear that it did not interfere with any other rights that other governments, other levels of authority have that are already in the Constitution.
Do you expect that the majority of agriculture and agriculture-related groups will get totally behind this and work toward...
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think so. Yeah. We always, what do they say about watching sausage being made or legislation? You don't want to watch either one. We didn't get everything we wanted, but we're pleased with what we have, and we look forward to working on the campaign.
And Blake, is this a big step forward in terms of letting animal rights activist groups know how solidified Missouri farmers and Missouri citizens will ultimately be if this does pass?
Oh, absolutely. I think it does send an important message that we care about animals and we want to treat them humanely, but don't believe that they have the same rights as you or I. And I think it is an important step forward in that respect.